Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
May Day in Seattle and Los Angeles. We're going to be talking about these events on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So the LGBT activists designate June as Pride Month, right? So apparently a group of ministries had planned to worship in the streets of five major American cities, New York, Miami, Houston, Seattle, and Los Angeles, as a, quote, May Day call to awaken America's parents and politicians into protecting children in our religious freedom. And, you know, we've dealt with this. I mean, even South Florida, they wanted to have these drag queens perform in front of children in a children's park recently. And we said, no, you can't do that. You know, it's like taking a strip club and putting it outside in front of children. You've got to protect children. And so parents need to be the gatekeepers of their children.
Yeah, so May Day was actually inspired by a grassroots movement in Peru called Don't Mess With Our Kids. And Peruvian parents were able to overthrow the country's prime minister and education minister who were enacting a George Soros-funded venture intended to force the so-called trans agenda and abortion on the people. So the people rose up. Using the word of God, they wanted to protect people and their children. And so millions of Peruvian parents flooded the streets of the South American country, not with violence, but by holding worship and prayer services and standing on the word of God to protect their children. And so that's where May Day came from. And so there were a number of Christian ministries that wanted to do a May Day in the United States where they would hold worship services to awaken, as you mentioned, Christians and the church to worship. And so the first three cities of the five, there were no problem. New York, Miami, and Houston, not a problem. But the problem originated when they went to Seattle and then from there to Los Angeles. And the real problem began in Seattle. When they're in Seattle, they applied for a permit to meet in a particular place. But what happened was the May Day coordinators, they contacted the city of Seattle to permit their event. The city refused to grant a permit for the park that the churches had chosen. Instead, listen to this, they ordered the churches to hold their event at a park near a predominantly LGBTQ neighborhood. The churches had no choice. They either hold their event in that park or they don't receive a permit. So the worshipers arrived at their permitted event on May 24, but what was intended for prayer and praise quickly turned into chaos and violence. The trans and Antifa rioters arrived in the park dressed in black and wearing face masks to hide their identities. They soon began assaulting the Christians in attendance. The protesters pelted the Christian crowd with urine-filled balloons. Other LGBTQ members sexually accosted children and the elderly, grinding their bodies against the Christian faithful in obscene acts. So there is an unbelievable situation that's happening there. And what does the Seattle Police Department do? They tell the people, you need to shut down. The Christians, you need to shut down. And then they leave. They leave. They do something similar in Los Angeles. But you have a protester here that pulled a knife. One of these protesters, the LGBTQ and or Antifa, pulled a knife on a 17-year-old who had simply come to pray. Others physically attacked both Christians and police. The attacks on the Christians became so violent that the police had to shut down the event. Well, it didn't stop there because that melee was caught on film, giving evidence we have regarding who enacted and who started the violence, who continued the violence. 23 LGBTQ and Antifa protesters were arrested, but Seattle's Democratic mayor, Bruce Harrell, and this is what you may remember, he came out and blamed the peaceful Christians who were the victims of the attack, labeling the Christians as, quote, far-right extremists, close quote, while not mentioning a word about the crazed leftist who caused the violence or the fact that the city forced the Christians to hold their event in this particular neighborhood.
Obviously, they found the gospel very offensive to their agenda.
So, you know, you have this amazing situation happens, and then that's the fourth city. This is the first area of problem. And then the churches and the Christians went to the fifth city, and that's Los Angeles.
But you know, in the beginning, Genesis, you know, Satan's very clear. He's after our children, whether they're born or unborn. And here's an example. I mean, because you think, why would you not want to protect children? Why would you not want to bring up children in a healthy Christian environment? But here's an example. They're trying to destroy these children.
Yeah. Oh, they are. And that they're trying to attack them. And you have these LGBTQ and Antifa people in Seattle joining together against Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And the LGBTQ people, as you saw here, they started to attack the Christians, throwing urine-filled balloons at them, and then doing obscene gestures to minors.
But they want the children. They want to pervert the children.
So then they go to Los Angeles, and meanwhile, the city of Los Angeles refused to permit the May Day event at all, claiming that it would prevent fire trucks from going down the road in the event of an emergency. That was their excuse. But days later, the city of Los Angeles allowed the very same street to be used for a, quote, gay pride, close quote, parade, which crowded several thousand LGBTQ adherents onto Hollywood Boulevard, so many that no emergency vehicle could have possibly entered the street. In short, you know, LA's refusal to permit the May Day event was nothing short of a blatant discrimination against the Christians at the behest of the pro-LGBTQ mayor, Karen Bass. You've seen her before because of the incompetent ability that they obviously demonstrated with regards to the fires between Governor Newsom and then the Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass. The total incompetence, how these neighborhoods were totally destroyed because of their lack of leadership.
Right. They don't care about their people. Again, that's why elections matter. You can't have these people in office that don't care about people.
So we are, in fact, filing suit on behalf of the Christian organizations against the city of Seattle and also against the city of Los Angeles. So we're in the process right now of preparing our federal lawsuits, two different ones, against Seattle and Los Angeles. This was clear. I mean, there's a case from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs that particular area of Washington State and also California, in which there was a person who was a minister who was sharing the gospel and present at a particular location, and the police just left him to a violent crowd and walked away. He ended up filing suit, went to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit ruled in his favor. Of course, you can't just simply abandon somebody like this. And to do so, you were trying to shut down his message. Well, that's exactly what they did in Seattle when they said, you need to shut down, as opposed to quieting the rioters, as opposed to allowing them to have a permit in a place where they wanted to. They stuck them right next to the LGBTQ community. They did it on purpose.
I'm sure they warned the community.
And then they come out and they say these denigrating, negative, false accusations against the Christians.
Yeah.
And this is the mayor of Seattle. And then the same thing over in Los Angeles. They make up an excuse. Well, we can't give you a permit. And this is again at the end of May, right? We can't give you a permit for that area because the crowd would block the trucks, emergency vehicles, from going down the street. Well, then just a few days later, they give a permit for a so-called gay pride that has so many people that there's no emergency vehicles that can go up and down the streets. So it's pretty clear that Seattle and Los Angeles, both Democratic mayors that are very radical pro-LGBTQ, those individuals had agendas against the Christians. And so we're going to be filing suit. We'll be giving more information about that in the near future. The law is clear. You know, governments may not pick and choose which groups are allowed. They can't pick and choose which viewpoints they are going to support.
Yeah, it's just incredible. So we have to be able to stand up. But again, you know, don't let that discourage you from sharing the gospel in various communities. But I go back to elections matter, and we need people in office that care about people.
Elections matter. And then when you have a constitutional problem like this, whether it's COVID, you know, when the churches were being discriminated against, you've got to stand up for your constitutional rights, because
right.
what's at stake is the ability to be able to share the gospel. Freedom is at mm-hmm. stake. And we're going to make sure that freedom continues to reign in Seattle as well as in Los Angeles. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.